for this Moolah Monday. Very excited to speak to globally renowned Lauren Bierkus, author and curator of a wonderful new anthology called Upshot. It's been presented by Rescura, who might be a well-known consulting house to you, financial consulting house. And Lauren has spent a great deal of time putting together these wonderful short stories written by some critically acclaimed authors. We speak to Lauren Bierkus in today's Moolah Monday to find a little bit more about a financial services company turning to the literary world for us to express our financial futures. It's time for Moolah Monday.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Lauren, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I can't tell you how much I relished these incredible stories and missed only the opportunity to read one from you. What got you involved in Rescura's Upshot?
Thanks, Rafaela. It was actually my brother, Mike Bierkus, was the creative director on this project, and he dragged me into it. But it just seemed like such a fun way of actually engaging with big ideas about what might happen in the future. And you know, a lot of these ideas are completely over-the-top and ridiculous. Charlie Human has a story about how your child might get repossessed if they're not performing properly and the banks aren't happy with kind of paying for their education. But they're all based on kind of real ideas and real concerns and worries that we have. And it was really great to be able to round up this bunch of really incredible, talented writers and just let them loose on these kind of financial concepts.
Absolutely. I have to say, we might think of these things as quite futuristic, but I think we'd be surprised at how well represented what seems to be a very futuristic story, how actually critically similar it is to the way we're living. So you've got wonderful stories from the likes of Tade Thompson, from Angela Makholwa, Sam Beck-Bessinger, you know, attacking or at least hitting on very critical themes such as investing for sustainability against climate change, or at least actually more specifically the climate crisis, looking at the notion of a basic universal income, looking at, as you rightly say, indebtedness. Very simple themes that are sometimes complicated by the jargon of financial services and just presented to us in these creative ways. How did you go about selecting some of your authors?
There were authors I knew would be able to pull off a kind of a high concept idea, sort of work with a very specific brief. So we had multiple meetings with Rescura to sit down and talk through, you know, they brainstormed a whole bunch of concepts and then the authors kind of cherry picked the ones that they were interested in, whether that was universal basic income or debt or what the blue economy means and the green economy means. And it was a really great way to work through the process. And then the writers had access to our consultants to go back and ask questions because we're not financial experts. So it was really nice to be able to have that kind of research on tap. And then to be able to play with these very kind of big ideas in a way that people could relate to, in a way that works as a fable or a parable, you know, kind of little mini Black Mirror episodes.
I'm so glad you said that because that's exactly how I felt. Specifically, Bongani Gona's Blow Up Your Life, speaking about how they turned indebtedness into a game show. First of all, the idea that we actually do right now in society where we presume that impoverished circumstances or indebtedness are necessarily a result of poor decisions, bad management and irresponsibility. And his wonderful lead character, who now has to convince an audience as to whether or not her debt should be relieved in a world where debt is not just owing a bank, but actually that you now belong to the corporation that owns your debt, which I think many people can relate to after the great financial crisis and may relate to in their own indebtedness, that they, you know, every single bit of work that you do belongs to some part of the system. You know, you hear the circumstances that brought her to that point, and that may have been unavoidable, in fact. What is Rescura's end game in this regard in terms of bringing these stories to light in this way?
I think it was just kind of a really interesting idea, an exciting idea for them to be able to help people engage with these ideas, to make these kind of very often difficult or boring financial concepts really accessible, to be able to make people think about them in a slightly different way. I often talk about fiction and science fiction in particular, or speculative, as a kind of distorting mirror that you hold up to reality, and in some ways that can help you see reality more clearly because it's a metaphor, because it's not you know, just a very straightforward story about someone losing their retirement annuity. And that was, I think that was a way of really allowing people to engage. And I was so impressed with them for being so open-minded to be able to do this.
Yes.
And to pay writers really well and to create like this really beautiful product. It's been a really fun project to work on.
It has been. It's just too short. Now what?
Well,
you know, even some of the cliffhangers in these stories, I'm like, I mean, I love finance. That's my first love, but and economics. But at the same time, I'm like, and then what? beautifully told, leaving me wanting more. And of course, wonderfully curated by you. The best way for us to access this wonderful anthology?
It's online, and the URL is upshot.rescura.com.
And, of course, access for you to understand a little bit more about what Rescura does as well from there. Lauren, you know, I have to say I applaud you on this work. I didn't go in with any kind of doubt, particularly with your own track record. But I was really surprised, particularly with that emphasis on science fiction. First of all, with how close science and what science is to us in terms of scientific progress and how factual what we call science fiction actually may well be. So I think something for everybody to take a different perspective on. And as you rightly say, wonderful parables for youngsters who might not understand the concepts of finance to understand what it means to life. So thank you very much for this, Lauren.
Thanks so much.
All right, then. That's our Mula Monday with Lauren Bierkes, curator of Upshot, Stories of Financial Futures. Have you haven't looked at this book and how imagining tomorrow actually shapes it? So important for us to consider, as Rescura points out in their foreword here, that you know, the outcome of our lives is so much shaped by the everyday decisions that we make right now.